Hello and welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltek, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 33. Well, hello, and thanks for joining me on the first episode for this year. And I hope your year has been progressing well, as it has for me. So I do have some news to share with you, and that is that over my break during December and January, I gave my attention to developing a temple seminar on the angels and the angelic realm. So I went over the last 10 years of the channel transcripts, drawn from the many meditations that have come through in that time. And I found a whole lot of references, insights and information given that relate to both the angelic realm and the angels themselves and their functions. I then took from their own words and the words from the Ascended Masters all of this information and created a cohesive and holistic overview of it. Well, as you can imagine, over the years, many of these insights and concepts have come through the temple years apart. The angels might talk about a particular aspect of themselves or their realm at one time, and then 2, 3, or even 5 years later will expand upon it or reveal something new. The same goes with the Ascended Masters too. So my challenge was to find all of these bits and pieces and see how they thread together. And I must say, the result is actually quite extraordinary and at times surprising. So I set about developing a day-long seminar revolving around what I discovered, which is a much higher perspective on the angels and the angelic realm, and includes their relationship with the divine and how and why it is that they interface with creation as they do. I wasn't able to include all the material. There's just too much of it. So I concentrated on what I considered to be the primary information and the primary functions. And as much as I could, I referenced the original words given by the archangels themselves. Anyway, I organized one of my meditation groups to be an audience for a trial run of the seminar. And it was a great day and I learned a lot. And soon after the day began, it became more like a brainstorming session, which was good because I was given extra insights and feedback. So I'm going to share some of this with you today. The audio, unfortunately, isn't great quality because of multiple voices and the fact I was often turning away from the microphone to write on a whiteboard, but I've cleaned it up as much as I can. Within the extract I'm sharing with you, which is only about 8 minutes long, I touch upon the idea of the witness, which isn't a new concept, and I've touched upon this in other episodes, and I'm sure you are aware of it already. But this time around, I and the others explored the idea of the witness in relation to it being one of the most profound and primary angelic functions, based upon what the angels and ascended masters have said. So I do hope you enjoy it. The audio clip has a little bit of humour in it as well. And towards the end of it, I read out various quotes from the source material. In future episodes, I'll share more clips. Plus, it's also my intention to film differing modules of this seminar once it's fully formed and make them available on my website and YouTube. So I'll keep you posted. So the witness, which sometimes the masters interchange with the observer, and sometimes they're very distinct, but sometimes they're interchangeable as well. And this informs all other functions of the angels, which is why I've called it a primary function. There is a science, a little bit of a science to the idea of the witness. And we'll take a look at that first before we see how the angels function in this manner. So we know that existence and creation is pretty much consciousness-based. As a soul, we are pure consciousness. As a human, we're an aspect of our soul. We have human consciousness. Consciousness and to be conscious seems to be the basis of creation. And the masters have often said everything comes down to perception, which is seeing through your consciousness. So for something to exist, it first has to be held in within the consciousness of someone or something, because that is the basis of creation. If it isn't within consciousness, it simply cannot exist. And we see that scientifically in our own world. I mean, even in this physical dimension, we have a physical representation of that. Many of you probably have seen the What the Bleep movie from years ago, that's where I first saw that representation of the scientists doing those quantum experiments. Do you remember that?
The tunnel slit. Were you referring to?
Yes.
It depended on what they were looking for. Yeah. What it showed was if they were looking for a particle, wanting to measure a particle, it appeared as a particle. The same thing if they wanted to measure it as a wave, it would appear as a wave. Mm-hmm. It's like if you're looking at Hamish and you want to see a cat, you'll see a cat. If you want to look at him as a dog, you'll see a dog. The same thing would change depending on how they, what they were looking for, what they wanted to see, especially what they found.
Yeah, right.
Yes, as the observer.
There needs to be focus to be witness, because you can stand beside someone and not witness them, but if you focus on them, then you become a witness. You become an observer. And I think it's a core part of not just the presence of something, but a focused presence of something that takes it from someone who's inhabiting the space to someone who's observing or witnessing. It's that process of focusing on something.
Okay, yes. So we know that what we observe responds to us. We know what we witness, we become. There's another saying, an old saying, and I can't remember the exactly how it goes, so hopefully somebody does. You know that one, trees in the forest?
Yeah. Oh, you can't see the forest for the trees.
The tree falls
that's the one. There's two. That's the one.
Did it occur? Yeah, if a tree falls in the forest and no one witnessed it,
did it actually happen?
Yeah.
Did it actually happen?
Yeah. Well, the reverse one, if a man speaks in the forest and there's no woman there to hear him, is he still wrong?
I can only speak for myself.
Okay, so we've seen how in order for something to exist, it must be held in someone's consciousness. Mm. And that is why being the witness / observer is such a powerful, all-encompassing, influential function. So we could say that there is a zenith to this. So who would be the ultimate witness? Looking at all we've looked at today.
The all that is.
The all that is. Creator. So the ultimate witness, if we say that the witness is holding something in its consciousness to make it so, is of course the all that is, divinity, and in particular as the creator aspect. So the creator aspect, who is a point of focus, remembering the creator aspect is just simply a point of focus that the all that is having, is actually the ultimate witness. By having that point of focus in its consciousness, it's enabling the whole of creation to be. It's held within the divine mind. So that's the ultimate witness. But you're right, Elena, because one of the functions of the angels is that because they pre-exist creation and because they only perceive divinity, which means what the divine is holding within its consciousness, they actually witness creation. Pre-existing it, they have the ability to see the whole of creation, not simply as it is, but also how it shall be, what it is to become, because the point of focus is still unfolding. We are still being witnessed by the Creator, and the angels perceive the wholeness of that, the entirety of whatever it was, is, and shall be. And I'm not talking about time, of course. They see it all. And as witness, they hold it in their consciousness, a bit like you were talking earlier about the tuning fork that brings everything into calibration. Through holding creation in their consciousness and not simply seeing what we see, but seeing what we don't see, which is what shall become, they hold the highest ideal of creation. And that's their function, because in holding the highest ideal in their consciousness, they help make it so, because it must be held in consciousness before it is. So they're holding the highest ideal of every soul in creation. The highest, highest divine ideal is being witnessed by them. That's what they see. And that is why this function informs every other function, because every other function is related to enabling this highest ideal to be.
Which is what enables evolution, because it would be, there's no way of unevolving or devolving. We can only evolve if we're perceived as divine. Because we're perceived as, in our divinity, that's the natural course that we will go in that direction.
It's got to evolve.
Yeah.
And the Ascended Masters and the angels and our guides and teachers and whomever consistently always encourage us to see ourselves as magnificent, divine, beautiful beings. And we can see why, because if we witness it in ourselves, we also enable it to be so. It's really important for us to witness ourselves in this way, to begin to see this high ideal that the angels are holding in their consciousness of us.
Not only witness ourselves, but to witness each other.
Yes.
We're discussing it.
Through the many, yes. Beautiful. So from Sanat Kumara, just confirming all that we've said, says that what is observed becomes, what is witnessed is actual. Akhenaten says, we become what we observe, and what we observe becomes us. It is the perpetual reflection of spirit to itself. And from Kirael, he says, as always, we come in our observance of you, being the eternal witness to both creation and humanity. And Serapis Bay says of the angels, their presence is as the eternal witness holding the highest divine ideal of you within their consciousness, so that it may be so. Okay, any other thoughts? Because we're going to have a break now. That kind of sets up the subsequent functions that we'll touch on when we come back from break. Anybody want to add anything more or ask a question? I'd just like to remind you that you can join me on social media. On Facebook, you can look for White Star Temple and also Soltech Channel. On Twitter, look for White Star Temple. And on Instagram, you can find me as Soltech Channel. And of course, I'd be delighted if you journeyed to my website, which is whitestartemple.com. Well, next I'm going to share a free channeled meditation as brought through the temple. In keeping with this episode's theme, I'd like to share with you a discourse and meditation from Archangel Kirael, who is strongly associated with the temple. Remembering that the temple isn't literal, it's simply an energy pattern that we can journey to in our consciousness to connect with them. So this particular meditation was the very first one that came through for this year as my groups resumed. And quite surprisingly, it's not very long. It's only about 10 minutes or so. But Archangel Kirael talks about this year being a busy year for the angels. And he says this is a good thing. So I'll let him share this with you in his own words. So as always, I encourage you to listen to this recording in a meditative state of mind. And in that way, you will feel and receive the energies more fully that come through with the words. Well, thanks again for joining me, and hopefully you'll stay with me for the remainder of the year. I'm Soltik. All the best, and bye for now. Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Archangel Kirael, who journeys to you also in this moment, as you once more come into your higher awareness. And the dearest one named Mary, of whom we know, speaks well indeed. She is a treasure amongst you, a gift that she gives freely. You are blessed, blessed beyond belief. To commune as you do with so many whom hold you within their embrace, who encompass you within their love, whom come as witness so that you may perceive the wonder that you are. I come not lightly, as is the angelic way, for we come always with purpose and function. And we guard against time, that is to say, we stand guard against timing, or more accurately, mistiming. That is part of the angelic function. To hold time accountable, though this may seem a strange phrase, we interface with time in a manner not open to others within your dimension. We have dispensation to intervene as required. So then this year is a busy year, so to speak, for the angelic presence. And you may take from this what you will. We will see to the timing many things. For we hold always to the integrity of that laid down by the divine. And this, of course, includes the self, your guides, your teachers, being the divine expressions that you are. So then we hold to your integrity of the lifetime you laid down in spirit to experience, and the parameters set by the greater presence, whom gifts time to your world, to your dimension. It is a year then of time in many ways, the timing of things, and of things having their time. Both on the largest scale and that which is deeply personal. So then it is your time also, and the timing of things for you also. Again I say, it is a busy year for those whom are angelic. But that is a good thing, for it means momentum, does it not? That there is the breath behind the sails of this world. And we may say extraordinarily so. We have said elsewhere that there are junctures in time that are pivotal, and this is one such lifetime and timeline. It is a resetting, and that is a good word. And from this resetting, new pathways flow, and time is redirected. Well, perhaps this sounds abstract. But I reveal these things with great joy, for I see across space and time, I perceive the greater patterning. I perceive the absolute perfection of what your dimension is creating. So then, be pleased that you come as you do into a timeline such as this, for it brings the spirit of self great joy to be part of this process, this experiment, though that is not a good word. This journey that forms part of infinite expansion and infinite variation. And on a personal note, those angels who hold closely to you shall make their presence felt more so in this your new year, and they work closely with time and with your timing. So then also make your angel your good friend. And I am Kirael Adonai.